Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line.
Friday,
I got the diva.
Ebony,
I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva.
If you're an artist, business, artist about your business, business that's artistic, here we showcase the gifted, come tune in and get lifted, learn to hustle and flip it, whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it, got promo at the wazoo, call in, we'll spot you, all the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too, we got you, can't knock it, interviews to topic, yeah the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it, we on the spot, on the grind, 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 we on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday,
it's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday,
it's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday,
it's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday,
it's front line
Friday.
We are what radio. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal radio. It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Are y'all ready?
The time has come for Chicago's musical soldiers to hit the front line in a major way with Diva Ebony B. Frontline Fridays coming to Chicago's own Next Phase Radio, showcasing, interviewing, and promoting the best of the best. Get suited and booted for a battle like no other on Frontline Friday.
Squad up! It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and salute to all my musical soldiers on the front line. You are now tuning in live to Frontline Friday Show, where we showcase, interview, promote independent and industry artists and arts. We have nothing but crazy hot topics. Tonight I got a special show for y'all tonight. Frontline Fridays is all about Little Lives Matter. We've been talking about Black Lives Matter, but Little Lives Matter too as well. I'm going to have some special guests that's coming in the building with me to help me out with this topic. Tonight I'm going to have Mr. Raymond Garrett, and I'm going to have Miss Stacey Williams Wilson live in the building, and we're going to be discussing the horrifying stories of child abuse, neglect, death, and also we're going to be pushing and highlighting solutions to end the abuse in the deaths of the Little Lives Matter. So you guys make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. You can also jump in our chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Also coming up, we got the Educate and Regulate session, and we're going to hit y'all with some hot mess soon. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio, so be sure to log on and listen at www.p9radio.com. But first, let's check out some hot music right now. We're going to get into a hot track. And I told y'all that I was going to be playing some music by independent artists, some inspirational music. So be ready and enjoy the music that's about to come up. The first one I'm going to play is by Strokes P, and it's called Through Little Man's Eyes. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Strokes_P. Again, at Strokes_P. We come back, we're going to jump live into this topic right here, Little Lives Matter. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Squad up.
Yeah.
Yo, this remind me of that summer I was pressing the Jermaine crib. Yeah. Alright, yo, this remind me of that summer I was pressing the Jermaine crib. A nigga still couldn't believe that what Jermaine did. It seemed like just the other day we were the same kids. Raising Cain and Abel, mamas had to separate us. Fast 4 years later, man got his own car and spot. And a little man is about to call him pop. Cause when it came to love, he gave it all he got. Cause when it came to love, he gave it out for the son at least. Can't say the same for baby mama. Her insecurities always feeling all the drama. At least they tried, right? I mean, it wasn't military nights. I mean, the fussing and the fights and the yells and the cries and the truths and the lies and the threats of goodbyes. Couldn't have been that bad, right? At least in hindsight. But I wonder how I lift the little man's eyes. Big and wide like the sky in the city full of light. That's how I lift the little man's eyes. By the fight, they don't know what's wrong or right. Must be nice, this world magnified. His dad, Joe, and pride. It's enough to make a grown man cry. That's how I lift the little man's eyes. Just take a look at little man's eyes. Man, we were ignorant. Literally riding around and we getting it. By day or 9 to 5 and at night, pizza delivery, we ran that thing. When he did me, if you want a perfect team, then we were the epitome. You didn't have to look that hard to see. If you talked about music, you'll see our eyes gleam. Cause the dream of a deal at the time seems surreal. Was contemplating how we gonna spend our first meal, for real. Pay all my mama bills, get a house up in the hills. And we ain't even got no hills, but we'll build some. Like any years way back up in the day, who built the mounds out of molehills. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night from cold chills. Cold, like this nigga right here. The man above us is the only nigga I fear. I do this for my city, by my people, I swear ya. I hope I make the picture more clear. The little man's eyes, big and wide like the sky, in the city full of light. That's how I lift the little man's eyes.
That's how we look.
I'm by the fight, they don't know what's wrong or right. Must be nice, his world magnified. His dad, Joe, and pride. It's enough to make a grown man cry. That's how I lift the little man's eyes. Just take a look through little man's eyes. Right here, the man above us is the only nigga I fear. I do this for my city, by my people, I swear. I hope I made the picture more clear. I said I hope I made the picture more clear. And if I didn't, then you other niggas best beware. Because the shit I'm about to do ain't fair. See, I'ma book a first class flight, headed straight up for the steeple. Yeah, we gon' pack it tight, cause I'm bringing all my people. Some time to wait, that holds it down. Shouldn't even be lit, but I know the man who holds the still. His blessings always tip the needle, so I ain't wearing nah, nigga, I ain't sweating it. I remember Tasha goes riding using Jessica's whip in the church parking lot, no reverend. Right before these shipped off, we smoked heavily. That same song, I pulled that mess from you, couldn't tell me nothing. Drove around the city in my dad's car stunting. I know it's been a while, but a nigga's time is now. And I wonder when she come back running. The little man's eyes, big and wide like the sky. In the city full of light, that's how I lift the little man's eyes. I'm blinded by the fight, they don't know what's wrong or right. Must be nice, his world magnified. His dad, Joe, and pride. It's enough to make a grown man cry. That's how I lift the little man's eyes. Just take a look through little man's eyes. Take a look through little man's eyes.
Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio. The most versatile hip hop station in the world. Global network. Global audience. Global radio. Phenomenal Radio. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
What up? We back in this thing. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday. I'm going to have a special guest come in, and we're going to get live on this topic about little lives matter, because they do matter, and it's been a lot of craziness going on and attacks and deaths and neglect on our kids. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you guys to welcome my special guest, Mr. Raymond Garrett from 103.3 Radio. Garrett, welcome to the Frontline. Thanks for being our guest tonight.
It is an absolute pleasure to be here this evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can I call you Motown Moan? Is that okay?
you can call me Ramon, Motown Moan, the best radio host on the East Coast. You know, you can call me whatever you want. It's just a pleasure finally hanging out with you. You always call my show, but I never had the time to call yours. So to get the invitation was absolutely wonderful opportunity for me to be on with you.
Oh man, we have nothing but soldiers on the front line, so we appreciate you taking the time out. And you know, Mo, you had dropped this story about the young lady in Detroit who had killed her two children and put them in a freezer. And when I first seen it, I was like, wait a minute. I was on Facebook and I'm looking, and for some reason it didn't stick at first, and I thought it was kind of like one of those onion blogs. But then I said, no, Mo ain't gonna drop nothing like this. So I took the time out to just go into details and read it, and you followed the story and gave details. So I want to go ahead and go into that story right now, because we're going to be highlighting these stories of the things that have happened to our children. But I wanted to talk to you more about that, because you're from the D. Big shout out to Pontiac, my hometown. But
okay,
you're from the D, and I want to get your feedback on it and get more information and detail about it. And what you felt about it?
Well, the thing that's disappointing to me is, now, for those who listen to me like yourself, they know that I'm controversial. I don't intend to be just to get ratings, but I just have a certain opinion on things. Now, we always, as black people, we cry about Eric Gardner or Mike Brown, but we don't cry about the things that goes on within our own city, in our own city limits. And every day we have our kids killing each other, or parents that's killing kids. And this story has definitely hit the mass media, because it's shocking. Because we never hear, in Detroit, we have lost, between January and today, we have lost over 17 kids. 14 has been killed in their own home. And we don't talk about this because we never want to talk about is the black-on-black crime, which is the true hate crime. So three weeks to about a month ago, a young lady, 36-year-old named Michelle Blair, was she was being evicted from her home, and the Wayne County sheriff came to her house to evict her, and just happened to go in the house, and they were searching the house because she wasn't there, and came to find out they found these two kids that's been in this freezer for over 2 years. Now the two kids disappeared off the face of the map. They were taken out of school. They were just no longer seen, and she always had a story to why they weren't around. Now, it's very hurtful because we don't talk about mental illness or issues that goes on in our community. And this woman was, I believe at a time, was asking for help. But to take the lives of your own children is, to me, is just demonic. And she lied. Mm-hmm. She was very manipulative, because she was very calculating and manipulative, because she took her kids out of school and was saying that they were being homeschooled. So this is where the city of Detroit dropped the ball, because if they were being homeschooled, why nobody came to go check them out at the home? And she does have two other kids. These kids were brutally abused for years. And she said the reason why she killed the two kids was because they were molesting her younger child. Now, once again, somebody dropped the ball, because we always have this no snitching, we don't want to get nobody's business. But we always want to find out the results of something that goes wrong. Now we want to boo-hoo and cry. But these children still haven't had a protest, a march, or any kind of any kind of love, because it's not a black, it's not a white cop killing a black guy.
I can definitely understand that, you know, and everybody that's tuned in live, you now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays for Diva Ebony B. I got more time on up in this thing, man. We definitely hit it. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. And we're talking about the situation. I got DJ N Mills in the studio with me, too.
What up?
But we're talking about this situation with, you know, these kids being killed. And well, I definitely agree with you about, I think, you know, the Michelle, I think she just blew off the band handle because it was saying that she killed the kids because they were molesting another family member. And, you know, for her, first of all, you strangle one of your kids and blunt force to the head to another child, you know, and then you living with this for years on end. You know, and she had two other kids, right? She had two older ones as well that she had took out of school. And they had to live with this lie as well. Just imagine walking past a freezer knowing that your sister and brother is in there.
Exactly.
That your mother killed them. And, you know, you're absolutely right when, you know, all lives matter, but little lives matter. This story was super crazy. The lady kept these kids in a freezer for all of this time, took them out of school. Nobody came to check on them. But now, since this situation has happened, now it's all like, oh, we got to change the law for homeschooling. And, you know, they need to be checked on a lot more so we can be able to make sure the kids are right. Now, the family was saying that she had a situation. Anybody who want to comment, I see you guys on the phone line. Big shout out to the 303, the 313, the 919, the 773, the 908, and the 347. I see y'all. If you want to give your input on these stories, just press the one button to be heard. But here's my thing. She had these kids, and the father was trying to, let's give a little bit some credit to the father, Mo. The father was trying to reach out. The family was trying to reach out. We got to get some credit because a lot of times we think, oh, her child's father wasn't around. Nobody was for these kids. He was trying to see his children. But he was saying that he hadn't seen them in a year, and of course she moved and didn't give the address. I think when a woman has that type of behavior, the father should contact the authorities. If she going to get up and take your kids or not let you see your kids, you need to get the people on her. You know what I'm saying? And don't just let her do what she wants to do. Now, here we have these kids in a freezer, and the only way that it was found out about these kids is she was getting sick. Now, I know how it feels to be under pressure, to have an eviction notice, to be homeless, to have to take care of my kids. And there's a lot of pressure that comes in on you and a lot of depression and anger. But there are services out there and people out there that's willing to help you. My thing is, there was a family member, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, there was a family member that said, that was a next door neighbor or something, that was saying that she was giving all these excuses about the kids being missing. If I see your child every day and you my neighbor, for all this time, all of a sudden they go missing. You tell me that they going with a family member? Come on, man. Why didn't you report this?
But this is why I say everybody dropped the ball on this. The community, because I'm so sick of everybody talking about the white man this and the white cop this, because we kill each other more than these cops kill us. The community dropped the ball. The city of Detroit dropped the ball. The state of Michigan dropped the ball. And the thing is, we always thought killing kids was a Susan Smith white person crime. This is happening more and more often than you think in the black community and in the city of Detroit, because just the other day, yesterday, a woman gave birth to a child at work, had the baby at work, and smothered the baby to death and put the baby in her desk drawer for 2 weeks. And they just found the baby 3 days ago in her desk drawer. A black person. But we don't talk about this because it's not Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, or Eric Gardner. We don't talk about this because we want to turn our backs against our own brother, which is, like I said, it's a true hate crime of us killing each other. We have to protect.
Yeah.
You just had your baby. I have three of them. And I'm married to my wife. I love my wife. And my wife cannot, I'm trying not to cry right now, because my wife can't watch the news. Because this is happening every day in our city.
Yeah.
But nobody's saying nothing.
Well, that's where we come in, Mo. We are the black media. We definitely going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the situation. We're going to talk about our people. I'm going to let DJ N Mills, you know, come in and comment on this, this situation about these kids, because it's plenty more stories. It's not even just this story. You know, I'm really going to be talking about the lady in Ohio who was going through it, and she was going crazy, demonic. You know, I'm going to get some details on it because I'm going to play a little audio for you, but she not only broke the baby arm, stabbed the baby, cut the baby head off. And then you got these two new fools over in Somerville, the two chicks that beat the baby, the three-year-old baby, to death because she was peeing on the floor.
Peeing on the rug.
The rug. And then they had the nerves to fall out on the floor when they got life. Now, I'm going to try to keep myself in control because this just makes me mad. But my thing is, I don't care who you are, if it's your, if it's my significant other, my sister, my brother, my cousin, my best homegirl from down the street 45 years ago, I will report you. First, I'm going to talk to you and be like, listen, you got some stuff going on that you're holding on to. You taking it out on the kids. And we need to have a conversation because I love you and I care for you. And I don't want nothing to happen to those children, let alone nothing happen to you. If it continues, then you should report them. As a nursing assistant, I am required by law to report neglect. Now, you're right, Ramon. I just had my baby. I'm even finding it hard to put my child in child care to leave her with somebody else because I don't trust nobody.
And I understand how you feel. Because I don't leave my one family member. Nobody watches our kids but Michelle's mother and our cousin, who just have, we just say she's our cousin because we have the same last name. But I'm not in a big hurry to put my child in daycare because of this that's going on. But like I said, this is happening more and more in our communities, not just in Detroit or Dallas. I mean, it's happening more, but we're not saying nothing. But once a cop, a white cop shoots us, now we're in the uproar. But that child that peed on that rug is 3 years old and didn't even get a chance to live life. And these two lesbians, let's call it what they are, these two lesbians killed that child, and now they boo-hooing because they get in life. But that child didn't even really begin life. And that's the greatest tragedy.
The Judge Gordon said that they didn't even save the soles of her feet. You know, the judges and the prosecutors and all them, they have to take a look at the pictures. And they said it was a bruise over her whole body. They didn't even save the soles of the baby's feet. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Friday. We're squatting up a Little Lives Matter. We're going to take a music break, and when we come back, we're going to go get into more details about these stories. And, of course, we're not just talking about the problem, but, of course, we're going to help y'all with the solution. Squat up. Let's go.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Are y'all ready?
The time has come for Chicago's musical soldiers to hit the front line in a major way with Diva Ebony B. Frontline Friday coming to Chicago's own Next Phase Radio. Showcasing, interviewing, and promoting the best of the best. Get suited and booted for a battle like no other on Frontline Friday.
The most versatile hip-hop station in the world. Global network, global audience, global radio, phenomenal radio.
What up, y'all? We back up in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, on Line Fridays and Little Lives Matter. Each and every Friday, 5 p.m. on the West and 8 p.m. on the East. Y'all know how we get down. I got my guy, Mo Time Mo, up in this thing, and we definitely going in. I got DJ N Mills in the studio with me. And DJ N Mills, you was talking about a story at a daycare, and I want you to share that.
All right, so my view on it, all right, so a few years ago, like I'd say 2.5 years ago, I saw a video of this little boy who was going around
children.
I mean, I don't have children per se, but I have siblings who I am I'm in a double digit oldest. So, with that being said, I consider my siblings as my children. And I'd be very upset had I known they were at a daycare and being treated like that. So, as far as that goes, you know, I just think that people are just not mentally stable. Like, I think maybe at a certain age you need to get a mental evaluation, like, you know, yearly, to make sure, you know, all the
marbles.
Yeah, yeah. You know, marbles aren't loose. Not to mention going on the situation with, you know, white cops killing black children or black men or women. Period. I honestly think it's just history repeating itself, because it's always been like that. It's just some things are being exposed more than others. And where I say that history is repeating itself is that they want us as the black community to, you know, get all hostile, and that gives them an excuse to kill us. I think it's genocide, pretty much, and that's their way of triggering, you know, the angry black people for them to retaliate against police. Because look at the situation where the gentleman who killed, I shouldn't even call him a gentleman, but the man who killed Mike Brown, you know, got off scot-free.
Yeah.
Same thing with the dude who,
Mike Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, the dude who killed Trayvon Martin. He pursued him and got off scot-free. So it's like, okay, why wouldn't the black community get upset about it?
And big shout out to B-More. B-More is turning up right now. I just seen a video. I don't see if you, I know if you've seen it, but big shout out to B-More. B-More said, we will kill. And sometimes it gets to that. And I think a lot of this, and not only did I see you, I'm about to get to you, but a lot of it with the child killing and people killing these children, I feel like everybody involved should be, you know, especially with these two women that killed this child. But after I had my baby, well, when I tell you they gave me all types, I went to my checkup after I had the baby. They was talking to me, but they was giving me a psychiatric evaluation right then and there. She asked me, was I sad? Was I depressed? Am I happy about the baby? And they had me fill out a form, too. So there's more support now after you have a baby because of postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is a real thing. And, you know, I did have some low points in my after I had the baby. But I never would think about killing my child, microwaving my child, stabbing my child, or anything like that. And I think sometimes mothers or parents have lack of support, which cause frustration, and they become animals and take it out on the children. Is it right? No. My thing is, people, if you see somebody neglecting, hurting, doing anything to a child, you need to report it immediately. And my thing about with these people getting scot-free, and I'm going to tell y'all something about Diva. Y'all pay real close attention to this right here, and I'm not going to take it back. Anybody do anything to my family, and especially to my kids, we ain't going to have to worry about getting the judge, baby. We ain't going to have to worry about calling the police. Because it's going down right then and there. I will not wait for a corrupt system to give me the justice. If you shoot my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. That's how it's going to go with me. And I'm very passionate about children. And for those people who think that black people, or especially black women, are angry when we're talking loud or aggressive about something, we're not angry. We're just passionate. And I think that's what the media, Mo, is trying to predict us to be, is just these angry black mothers that all we do is beat our kids and hurt our kids. And, Mo, did you hear about the story where the girlfriend's boyfriend not only beat and raped her son and put him in the car and picked her up from work?
Yes, that happened here. That happened here. And I was going to get to that. This is the thing that upsets me, because the young lady is talking about Eric Gardner and Mike Brown. I get upset when I hear about that, because not about the effect of what happened, but the cause of it. Eric Gardner and Mike Brown was breaking the law. The guy that got shot in West Virginia was breaking the law. Now, if the results was horrific. But we have these people today in the social media age that does not respect authority. I do not fear the white cop. I fear the brother on 8 Mile and DeQuinder when I walk to the gas station to get my daughter some milk. I can really drive. But I fear my own kind. Now, we keep talking about it's a genocide. No, it's self-genocide. Because you're from Pontiac. I'm from Buffalo, New York, living in Detroit. And I know what it's like to watch my people kill my people. But we talk about Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, and Eric Gardner, but we don't talk about them two kids in the freezer. The girl from Saginaw that left her son with her boyfriend for 2 months, and the boy was 7 years old, and the boy was beating that little boy who died at 27 pounds at 7 years old. We don't talk about that. But y'all will wear these shirts that say can't breathe. But y'all don't wear no shirts with them kids that our own people kill. Not just our people, but these parents. The parents are killing. But we don't talk about that because it's a hush-hush. We don't want to say nothing. Trayvon Martin lives. No. Them two kids in the freezer had to wait 2 weeks to deliver it all, to do an autopsy. But y'all not mad about that. Y'all not mad about that. Y'all mad about Mike Brown, who was breaking the law. Who was breaking the law and defying authority. We don't talk about, y'all get mad about that, but those two kids was in the freezer for 2 dang on years. 2 years. But y'all not going to wear a shirt for them.
Well, that's what we here for, Black Media. Let's go to the front lines and get some love. I see y'all lighting up on the front lines. 908-202. Guru, you not letting this thing holler at us, King?
Nah, I'm just chiming in on the topic and, you know, giving a shout out to the whole squad up and from our Fridays. And I just came in on the tail end of, you know, what I'm hearing. And I mean, it's kind of two different topics going on right now, but I just want to address, like, what I came in on hearing, which was, like, you know, the child abuse part. I'm just going to address that because I actually saw something real disturbing today. And it was a kid, it was a guy taking, I'm not sure if it was his son or stepson, but the young, I don't even know if y'all spoke on this, but it was, he was in the store and the kid was running away from him. And, you know, he caught up to him and just like really literally socked him and knocked him clean out, like knocked the little boy like down. The boy couldn't have been more than 4 years old, but he hooked him so hard. Like chasing behind him and just caught up to him and just duffed him. And I was like,
wow.
I was kind of disturbed by that.
And the mother was in the store with the baby, too. I seen that video. The mother was in the store and she didn't do nothing but turn around and walk out.
Because she didn't want
that
man to leave.
I saw the ending clip of the video. I didn't know who the lady was walking out of the store, but I mean, it was just showing something that was very horrible. And since I was just actually speaking on the abuse and the, that's like neglect and abuse for, you know, a child. And, you know, you don't want to see like a grown person like displaying that type of behavior in or out of the home. So I can just imagine if he's acting like that outside, what's going on the inside. So it just happened to be captured. But those are the things that I mean that was alarming to me. And I know y'all are touching on different subjects tonight, but you know, we all have a voice. So however you use your voice, I mean, it's moving you to you know, right or wrong right now. So I mean, we all have to stick together no matter what your cause is. There's actually a end result, and you really want results if you're going to protest or if you're going to, you know, make demands or if you're going to try to make a change. It starts with yourself. So keep it all the way 1,000 with yourself. And you know, and that's, I just wanted to touch on that. Like, I was dead, you know, I was thought that was very disturbing and like, really, really, you know, really want to speak out against that because this was a four-year-old kid, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, he knocked him
you
out.
Know, and I, it's pretty sad to know that was actually the mother. I thought that was just a random lady walking off across the video screen, but that's even more disturbing. So I guess, you know, we can just pray. We got to pray. What I want to say in closing is that we can pray for the children and just like hope for something better and pray for these people that's actually disturbed that, you know, that it gets, you know, that they don't, that these kids don't have to suffer like that. So, I mean, I just wanted to say that in closing to give somebody else a chance to speak. But thank you, Diva Spot Radio on Frontline Fridays for, you know, bringing out some serious topics tonight. You know, we're on the front lines discussing this.
I definitely appreciate that, Guru, you calling in and chiming in. And I got my little queen in the studio with me right now. But it's very important. You know, here's my thing. Mothers, where are you? Where are my mothers at? Why? I don't listen. Love ain't that damn grand to allow for me to allow anybody to do anything to my child. And I wanted to touch on this, Mo, too. Because we get this relationship, and we get into relationships with people who have kids that ain't there. And now this is, you know, your stepmom or this is your stepdad. And this is your daddy now. That's not necessarily true. This is something that should come naturally. And a lot of people say, well, because he's taking care of him and be fighting him, he can be able to discipline. Putting your hands on my child is not going to happen. You can talk to my child about it. You can assist me to help my child with, you know, disciplinary actions. But the whole situation, I don't know if that was that guy's son or not. But it doesn't matter. He had no business putting his hands on him. I wanted to talk about that, too, while allowing not only just a biological father, but a stepmother or a stepfather to discipline their kids with physical discipline.
Now, this is my thing on this, because I've been married going on 5 years, and all three of my children's with the same woman. And the discussion has come up if me and her would separate. Well, that would never happen. If one was to drop dead, well, Ramon, would you remarry? I said, well, no, I would never would. I'm 40 years old. But she said she would. I don't think I would ever allow another woman. If me and Michelle was to break up today, you cannot do her job. No one can raise my children but her. And I feel sorry for the kids because these mothers keep getting with these dudes who keep selling them a dream, and they keep having baby after baby after baby with all these different guys. I'm not knocking nobody that do that, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, wait to marriage. I'm not saying I have my two kids after marriage, but what I'm saying, because I'm not judging nobody, because I had a child out of wedlock too. But what I'm saying is, be mindful of the kid and not your own selfish needs. Because when Elijah Jeremiah Garrett came into the world, Ramon Farrell Garrett no longer existed for Ramon Farrell Garrett. He existed for Elijah, Kennedy, Candace, and Michelle Gardner Garrett. That's who he lives for. But we don't want it. But these mothers, you ask them where the mother's at, it's Friday night, they just got paid, they in a club, and their kids don't know where the hell the kids are right now. That's where the mother's at right now. Not you. You're a mom. But these people that give birth to these kids, they in the club.
I think you definitely right about that. You know, I agree with you 50% of that. You're right. There's a difference between a mother and a mom, and you know, we're leaving your kids. I've seen a situation where people leave their kids with people who they really don't even like, or they really don't even trust, just to go out, you know, and have a break. Now, don't get me wrong, mothers, we need a break. That's what a father is supposed to come in at. I need you to help me. I need you to be there with your child, take care of your child, and give me a break a day or a couple of hours, because I'm a mother 24 hours of a day. But some women don't have that support.
And it's not fair for a mom to have to go and drop her child off at her mama house or her sister house or her cousin house. Y'all made that baby together. So I need you to assist me to help me to be there and also spend that quality time so I can be able to go and take a breath. But for those
But that's the thing, I never want to be away from my kids. I work from home. I work from home, and I'm with my kids all day long. My wife comes in from work. I cook for her. I serve my wife. I'm still the head of the house, but I cook and serve my wife. You know, she can't wait for me to get off this phone and go upstairs to go take care of some husband, and we working on number four. You know, but what I'm saying is, though, I hate how these women try to make these fools become fathers. You knew he was a fool when you met him. Marrying him or making a baby with him does not make him any better. You should have knew what he was before you took that rubber off. But that's just me.
Well, that is very, very true. And from time to time, women neglect that because I want to be with this man. I love this man. I want to have a family. I want to attend. And some men are not always honest. You know, they will play the role, you know, and just do what necessarily need to be done so they can sit and be living comfortable. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to make a person get up and do what they're supposed to do for you. And marriage is a commitment. Marriage is definitely a commitment. Being a baby mother, no one, let's put this here. No woman wants to be a baby mother.
True.
Nobody wants to be that. Nobody wakes up and say, you know what? I want to be a baby mother. Of not one, but two or three different men. But you're right about that. We have to be wise in our decision making. And if, you know, you got to be very clear and say, you know what, I got to keep myself getting checked out. And we can't have unprotected sex. You're not my husband. That's something that us as women need to step our game up and want more of a commitment and want more of more care in the home. Now, I do want to get to this story about these two fools over there in Somerville. And I was checking out thisis50.com. And it says, no pity here. Women convicted of killing 3-year-old girl fall out of court after being sentenced to life in prison. And it says, the dramatic scene played out of the South Carolina courtroom as two women convicted of murdering 3-year-old Serenity Richardson back in 2009 was sentenced to life in prison. Serenity was in the care of Erica Mae Butts when she died. Police said that Butts was caring for the girl while her mother tried to move from Detroit. Cunningham was living with Butts at the time of the girl's death. According to authorities said Serenity had bruises all over her body, a large burn on her leg, and was beaten with a belt for wetting her pants. Both women have been charged with homicide by child abuse. And then it goes to say that Butts entered Alford plea, meaning she's maintaining her innocence but acknowledged that she would likely be found guilty. Cunningham plead guilty. After the verdict, court officials had to carry out both women as they collapsed and the family members from both sides sobbed. Circuit Court Judge Deborah Richardson said nothing and had ever affected her as strongly as the photos of the little girl's beaten body. Serenity's mother, LaShia Richardson, had been childhood best friends with Butt and had brought her daughter to stay at her grandmother's home on Conagree River Drive in Somerville for about 2 weeks. Beginning in late October 2009, Butt admitted to Somerville police on November the 3rd that she whipped the girl with a belt for urinating on the floor, and that Serenity had fallen several times in the bathroom. And then it goes to say, when the child breathing became shallow that day, Butts called her own mother in Goose Creek, but didn't tell her what happened. Butts' mother called 911. Butts' mother called 911.
Called 911.
By the time the paramedics reached Serenity, she was already dead and had been placed on ice and exposed to bleach in a desperate attempt to revive her. Assistant Solicitor Elizabeth Gordon said the girl's injuries reflected weeks of torture, a duration that matched the amount of time she had spent with Butts and Cunningham. There was not a place on her body that was spared, save the soles of her feet, Gordon said. Butts said in court she didn't know that Serenity was dying. She described her close relationship with Serenity's mother. Laisha Richardson had been the only person Butts confided in after she was raped at the age of 15, and Butts had been in a hospital with Richardson when Richardson gave birth to Serenity, her only child. I was responsible for some things, but I will never kill her, Butts said, then partially screaming through her sobs. Turned to Laisha Richardson and said, I will always love you no matter what. I just want to tell you I'm so sorry. And this is what she said to the baby mother. And she said, you know, I'm so sorry, I would never kill her, but these chicks is falling out in court and getting life. They gonna get y'all. It's gonna be on and popping. But my key thing with this story, and I see you guys, I'm about to get to you before we take another music break. My key thing with this story is Bud's mother called the police.
All right.
That's what Bud's
say it
mother
one more,
right
say it one more time. Say it one more time. For the but people,
mother,
our people can get
the rat.
But the daughter called her and said the baby was breathing lightly. She had shallow breathing and that, you know, something was going on. But mother said, listen, I don't even need to be there and I don't even want to be there. But I'm about to call the police because something ain't right. She knew something wasn't right. Anytime we have these situations going on, if you know something is not right and something ain't going right in that house, you call. I mean, it's just important. I feel so passionate. I'm going to let y'all come in before we take another music break. Tell a friend that Frontline Fridays is live. The most time I'm up in this thing, and we're on the front line because little lives matter. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got another crazy story up, and then coming up, and then we're going to go in with solutions. Chi-Town is up in this thing. 773 denying. Holla at us, baby. This is my soldier on the front line.
Good. What's good, Mama?
What's
how are
up,
you?
General? I mean, my general on the front
line. Like,
matter of fact, she's my first
sergeant.
Come on in here, chime in on this thing.
Lord, you know I had to call in. So I was like, did she just say, oh, Lord, she's dealing with all the crazy people? That, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that everybody shouldn't be allowed to have kids. I said it before, I'll say it again. Everybody should not be allowed to have children. But it can't handle having children. And I think this right here kind of proves my point. Because the thing is that, like, kids are a lot of work. Kids are a lot of stress. And if you can't handle that, maybe you shouldn't have them. If you're not a person that's good with stress, maybe having a child is not for you. Go ahead and get a dog. Even that might be a little bit, that even then, maybe that might be too much for you. But the thing is that, like, you know, the question they're talking about, you know, why don't we talk about what goes on in the black community when it comes to this? Well, we aren't even having a conversation with pedophilia and incest in the black community. That's the reason we can't even get to this portion of it. Nobody's even going to that part, and that's where a lot of this comes from. You know, there was a few months ago, there was a story where an 11-year-old girl was killed by her grandfather because he killed her and her mother, because he was abusing her, she was sexually abusing her, and she was going to tell. And so he didn't want her to tell, so he killed her and her mother. So you figure, this happened actually, this actually wasn't Illinois. And so you figure, like, these are the kind of things that happen all the time, trust and believe, because when I was doing jury duty, these are the kind of cases we dealt with. So I had no idea what someone as it was. And to see it is just disgusting and horrible. And it's like, I mean, but we saw this literally every day. So therefore, it's happening a hell of a lot more than what's in the media. You know, and so until we can talk about the fact that we're abusing our kids in every way, shape, or form, no, we're not going to have a conversation, you know, about the fact that these kids are getting killed. Because that's often indeed what happens, because the parents figure out that, you know, that the kid's going to go out somewhere and talk to somebody, and somebody's going to ask what happened. And some people don't want to go to jail or don't want to have the consequences. And so they figure they're just going to kill the kid, like, that's going to help anything, and they're not going to go to jail for that. You know, but, I mean, just some of the stuff is just craziness. And also, with the one story you're talking about, having the kid in the freezer, what the hell? I mean, and you have to think about how many people dropped the ball on this. It's not just one person. It's a lot of people that dropped the ball.
I agree with that.
And that's the question. Like,
I agree with that.
What I will say, stressful parents need solutions. Point blank, period. It is very stressful having children. And even down from 1 year old to they get grown, stressful parents need solutions. I think what's going on with these murders and these kids is because, and it's not, I'm not justifying it. Stressful parents need solutions. I think all of these murders, a lot of these murders that we're talking about, the woman in Detroit, these two women right here in Ohio, then you got the other lady that killed six of her babies from 1996 to 2006. This lady killed her infants, wrapped them up in either blankets, towels, or shirts, and put them in boxes in the garage. And you know, this lady said the reason why she did it is she wanted to save her kids from this evil world. She didn't want to bring them in this world with all this mayhem going on. This is what she justified it as.
Well, shouldn't she have told them folks she had them?
Good
point.
I mean, you know, and then the husband finds the kids, the baby. The husband finds the baby. And he's going in the garage. My thing is, after all these years, how much not attention is you not paying to your damn wife that she can have six kids, kill them, and put them in boxes? You going in the garage looking for something, and then you find your kids in separate boxes. She gave them each their own box, y'all.
Whoa.
Their own box.
Like, below.
But she
killed
over.
And you're right.
My thing is, I will say this and get into the solution part. We got a couple more minutes on air, but before I go into a mix, but I want to talk more about solutions. And Mo, that's where we can come in and help our stressful parents out there, our single parents, our single fathers. Don't forget about. Hold on. Don't forget about the single fathers.
That's true.
Oh, they go through it too. Look at that man that just died. Oh my God, my heart breaks. Carbon monoxide. He got divorced from his wife in that November. They lights that got cut off. They had no heat. That man went and got a generator.
To keep
heat in the house, and he killed all of them. Come on, y'all. Stressful parents, stressful caregivers need solutions. We need solutions. So I just want to give these two tips right here because I know how it feels to be in a situation where you got to go to work, you got to go to school or whatever. The first 6 months of Queenie life, she had a nanny. The lady came to my home. I worked from home. I studied and I went to school from home. I bared it. Money was tight. Everything was tight. But I had something that was priceless in my possession. And that was my children and my peace and my happiness. But what I will say to you, for those who don't have a lot of support from the family or are limited in your situation, there are so many creative ways that you can work, I mean, to use to be able to maintain until you can get to a different spot. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is the living situation, because we know having a roof over our heads is very important to having a safe place for the children to stay. If you cannot afford where you live at right now, you may need to break your lease or leave and downgrade. Downgrade to a one-bedroom. downgrade to a studio. Until you are able to afford and get back on track after having this baby, until you're able to get back on track, just downgrade. Live where you can afford it. Don't live without outside your means. My second thing that I will say is start learning how to create an income from your home. If you live in the complex, I did the Weekend Warrior. I knew some girls that I worked with at the job. I knew a couple of parents around the complex from being outside. And not only that, I'm a radio personality. I got a home studio and I got an advertising and promotion. Did it cost me? I had to make a lot of calls to get those bills paid, but I did it. But one thing that I did, which was really fun, was the Weekend Warrior. I said to these ladies, I said, listen, I'll keep your kids from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the weekend. So, and it would be $20 for each kid. So, from 7 to 12. And it all depends on their work schedule. But if they were late from the time that they needed to pick them up by 7, or for the mothers that went out that night by 12, I would charge $5 for a late fee every 5 minutes. Now, the women I talked to had a minimum of 2 kids. So, in 1 week, I made like $500. Now, that money that they gave me, I took it, and I made a big spaghetti, I made a big salad, I went and got some balloons, just something to play with. Yeah, I got some movies. What did we get? We got those little swirly things that glow in the dark. I got some glowing some dark stuff, and I got some paint, and I just started painting things with glow in the dark so we can cut the lights off. I let them kids run amok in my house. After they was finished eating, I let them, you know, run amok first. I fed them, cleaned them up, got their pajamas going, laid all the pallets out, put on a movie, and gave them a snack. And they was gone. Because I left them run like crazy. I let them kids do it, baby. And
that's
I
how
was
you do it.
With them. Balloons, and I just went to the dollar store. So I would say, first things first, is downgrade whatever you need. Downgrade your cable or your service or your internet, things that you don't need, and move it to a spot where you can afford. And also, just learn how to create an income, whether it's doing hair, babysitting, cutting yards, or whatever you got to do. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Mo, because, you know, you've been great in giving us your information and even just sharing on the front line. So I appreciate you, man.
It's a pleasure. Like I said, Eb, you know, I love talking to you. You are you run the Midwest. I got the East Coast on lock. But my thing is, this is my solution. Stop making excuses. Stop saying that the system is against us. Stop saying the justice system is against us. If America is so bad, leave. Go to Canada. Go to Africa. Leave. If America is so bad, just go. But my thing is, stop making excuses. Stop being lazy. And look in the mirror and say, I am the problem. You know, because these kids are dropping at a rapid rate. Stop looking for the media to tell our story. We have YouTube, Blog Talk, all these outlets. We create our own media. Stop looking for a handout. Stop being my big thing is stop being lazy. Just because we're not on CNN or whatever, we have WLUB Radio in Detroit. We have Frontline on Fridays. We have Eb who's doing all these great things. Do you understand what I'm saying? We create our own because it's a necessity, and the First Amendment right is just as powerful as it is because we have Twitter.
Yep.
That is how people. If without Twitter, Ray Rice would have sat out 2 games. Brian Williams would still be out on will be on NBC. So please don't tell me we don't have a voice. It's called Twitter, but you got 140 characters to get what you got to say. Eb, I love you. God bless you. It's been a pleasure.
Love you too, King. Thanks for calling in. Y'all make sure I check my guy out and everything that he's doing. Raymond Garrett, follow him on Facebook, get him up on Twitter. Make sure y'all check out the morning show too. It's definitely worth the listen. And get ready. I'm gonna tell him how to follow you on Twitter, how to tune in to the show and the time.
You, You can check me out every Monday through Friday for the best 2 hours of your workday on The Morning Show with Ramon Garrett from 9 a.m. Starting on Monday, from 9 a.m. to take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Great topics, great music. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Motown Mo, and follow The Morning Show at The Morning Show 103. I would love to hear from y'all. I'm controversial. I tell y'all what y'all don't want to hear, but I guarantee you, I piss you off enough for you to hit number one and get on my line. I'm out.
He said, I'll piss you off enough for you to hit number one and get on my line. Let me tell you something. Motown Mo will piss off a Happy Meal. Don't play with him. Not play with him. But when he does say it, you know, I don't agree with everything, but the 50% of it, he tell the truth. So, you know,
right.
You can't deal with the truth, you gonna be all right. Denaya, come on in with some solutions, baby, before we get into this mix.
I mean, the solutions is really communication, you know, and like he said, stop making the excuses, stop saying that I can't do this, I can't do that. Why can't you do it? What is stopping you from achieving your goals? What is stopping you from making your own money? And what is stopping, you know, it's not about getting this job or getting that job. What's stopping you from building your own? If you've got something that you can do and you can do well and you can charge before it, then do that. Again, but the biggest thing about that is make sure that whatever you do is quality. Whatever you do, whether it's a regular job or you're trying to start a business, everything you have to test, everything that you do should be quality. Everything you do should be worth it. You know, so it's really about knowing your worth and respecting yourself. And knowing if you can't handle stress, you might not want to have children. I'm just saying. I work with kids enough to know. Yeah.
You are absolutely right about that. The crying, the screaming, the hollering, all the mess. And then you got a mate that ain't got on your nerves. You know, your boo thing can get on your nerves. But, you know, you just want to make sure you just take the time out to take a deep breath. I press the reset button when I get frustrated with people. You know, and it ain't necessarily my kids all the time. It'd be the adults that be getting on my nerves.
But
you know, it is what it is. Press the reset button and come up with some solutions for yourself. Don't just make excuses. I like what Ramon said is don't make excuses for your BS and your mess. Don't do it. An excuse ain't nothing but a lie at the end of the day. So, you know, that's mm-hmm. what needs to be understood. I'm going to go ahead and get into this mix right here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday as we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in industry and independent music. Let's go ahead and get into a mix right here. We going back to Jersey, baby. I'm going to get into a mix by DJ Chillwell. Excuse me, DJ Chillx. Y'all make sure y'all hit me up in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Scroll to the bottom of the page and jump into the chat. Let me go ahead and get this mix in. I'm doing it from Skype, so I want to see if this is going to work right. Denaya, hold me down on this, and let me see if it's going to work.
For sure. Yeah, we do. So we definitely got that hot music that's coming up on independent artists. But yeah, also make sure that you guys download the show, check it out. Because what we're talking about is very valid. What we're talking about is incredibly important, and it's not talked about enough in the mainstream media. Because let's be honest, it's not what's gonna make people click on it. It's not what's gonna hit every single button, you know. And so we have to understand that. And understand that we have to create our own lane and support people that are creating their own lane. Support people that are making great content.
It is Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up, and big shout out to everybody that came through in the show and showed some loves on Little Lives Matter. Big shout out to my girl Denai over there in Chi-Town. Big shout out to my guy Motown Mo from Detroit coming through and spreading light on the situation. Y'all make sure y'all check out his morning show. I just want to say, God, thank you for all of our beautiful little seeds that you bless us with every day, Lord. Father God, continue to protect them and cover them with the blood, Lord. Let no weapons be formed against them. Shall prosper, shall work. And I say this right now, Lord. You want to sign out? Say squad up. Squad up to my little queen and my little king, Makai. I want to just tell you guys, keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here, baby. Time to celebrate.